Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you had to make an educated guess, what would you say is the average person's view of the cross of Christ? I have no doubt that most Americans believe that Jesus was crucified on a Roman cross. But do most Americans believe Christ's death on the cross is essential to our going to heaven? They must not believe that truth, or they would submit themselves to the will of God as revealed in the Bible. Tragically, many liberal theologians, such as Leslie Weatherhead and Dean W. R. Matthews of St. Paul's Cathedral in London, see no connection between the death of Christ 2,000 years ago and the remission of our sins. They unquestionably think the preaching of the cross is foolishness, but it is God's way of saving sinners from eternal damnation. In his long and involved discussion of the cross, Paul said, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe." 1 Corinthians 1:21. Paul next provides two different views of the cross that were current in his day. "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." 1 Corinthians 1:22. It ought to be obvious that neither the Jews nor the Greeks were willing to examine the death of Christ and accept his death as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, including both Jews and Greeks. They thought Christ's death on the cross amounted to foolishness. The world, incidentally, has not really changed all that much in the 2,000 years that have followed Paul's preaching at Corinth. On more than one occasion, the Jews demanded to see Jesus perform a sign. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, "Master, we would see a sign of you." Jesus told them very plainly, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here." Matthew 12:38-41. The Jews seemed to be arguing that they would believe in Jesus if he would perform a miracle. Some did believe because of his miracles, but many did not. If people make up their minds to reject the gospel, all the miracles in the world will not change their response. Jesus performed many miracles in the vicinity of the Sea of Galilee, but most of the people who witnessed the miracles did not repent. Matthew 11:20-24. Miracles were designed to convince men and women that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But thousands of people already had made up their minds about Jesus and did not want to be confused with the facts. The Jews demanded signs, but the Greeks sought after wisdom. One cannot read the history of ancient Greece without knowing of the Greeks' desire to gain wisdom, at least as they define wisdom. But true wisdom comes from one source, and one source only, the mind of Almighty God. And how does one access the wisdom that comes from God? Paul explains, "Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God, which things we speak, not in words of man's wisdom, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, combining spiritual words with spiritual ideas." 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. The Jews made the mistake of asking for signs when they should have been listening to the preaching of the cross. The Greeks were seeking wisdom, but in the wrong place. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Power and wisdom for living can be found only in the gospel of Christ. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.